gentlemen of the governing board, we of the Americas have cause for rejoicing today. We meet to celebrate Pan-American Day under the happiest of auspices. All of the nations of the Western Hemisphere are enjoying the boon of peace, and with it the orderly pursuit of the arts and sciences, upon which rest the happiness and security of nations, no less than of individuals. 4 years ago, it was my privilege to meet with you in the celebration of Pan-American Day. And now, as then, I bring to you and through you to the governments and peoples of your respective countries the cordial and fraternal greetings of the people of the United States. We have every reason to congratulate ourselves on the situation today as compared with that in 1933. At that time, we were in the throes of a devastating economic depression. In our international relations, we were confronted by the unfortunate spectacle of two of our sister nations engaged in bitter warfare, and two other states on the verge of war. We were living in a period dominated by the destructive forces of suspicion and fear. It is, therefore, with a feeling of profound satisfaction that we may today contemplate the great gains in our national economy, as well as in the international relations between the nations of the American continent during this four-year period. The war which was raging has happily been terminated. The controversy which almost led to war has also fortunately been solved. The nations of America mutually recognize their interdependence. They know today that the welfare and prosperity of each is largely dependent upon the welfare and prosperity of all. By pursuing a policy of reciprocal concession, in which the government of the United States is happy to have had a part, the nations of America have made important contributions to the healthy flow of trade and improved economic conditions.